These songs are actually a flag song and a victory song. All nations around the world are united under flags, so flags represent people. A victory song is sung for any conflicts that we have had and that we've been victorious in. And a lot of Native people in the United States have served for the United States military. So we have a lot of victory songs in honor of our service men and service women who protect what we have here, you know, our freedom.
So you're a musician.
Yes.
When did you first start singing and playing music?
As Hopi children, you know, we grow up participating in our social dances, butterfly dances, buffalo dances, you know, different dances where boys and girls dance. So you always grow up dancing. So I started at a very, very young age.
So tell me a little bit about, say, the grass dancing. You know, how old is that tradition and where are its roots?
Well, for the grass dance, from what I understand, you know, coming from the plains areas, this dance was a warrior's dance. The grass dancer, he wears yarn now, different colored yarn hanging from his clothing, but long ago those would actually be either scalps or pieces of leather or pieces of grass, you know, that they would hang on their clothing, and when they danced it would actually mimic the swaying of the grass in the wind. Most grass dancers would stay low to the ground, so you're actually doing a lot of squatting and a lot of leg movement. Your whole body's dancing.
And why is it important to visit places like Aspen that, you know, used to be home to tribes like the Ute?
Yeah, well, I think it's really important because a lot of people don't even realize that maybe the street they live on, the river they live by, or the mountain they're on is a traditional Native, either a nation or had a significance to the Aboriginal people that lived here at one time, you know. So I think it's really good for us or relevant for us to come back and bring that spirit back.
In and around Aspen, there are many sacred sites. The Utes may have camped near the Gondola Plaza in downtown, for example. Is it difficult to see these ancestral lands now filled with hotels and development?
For me, it is difficult, you know, to see a lot of these things changed, you know, but I have to look at it in a positive way because things aren't always going to stay the same. But what we can do as individuals is bring the love and the beauty back to the area because it's, you know, it's always going to be that way. You know, things are constantly going to grow, but we have to continue to grow with them and not hold ourselves in one spot and be negative about anything, because being negative just makes us sick, you know, no matter who we are, you know. So if we can turn things and spin them and be positive, then we're helping the environment. Although I see these things, I'm happy that just to be here and that it's still alive.
So I read your ultimate goal with your music is to inspire Native American youth. What sorts of challenges do Native American youth face today, and is their culture being lost?
Big question. There's, you know, depending on where we come from as Native people, you know, a lot of us still living on the reservation have our difficulties. You know, a lot of our children are going to Western schools, so a lot of our teachings are being changed. A lot of the traditional teachings are still there, but I think it's not until our children get out of high school and actually get out into the world that they realize what they're gifted with and what they have as Native people. And sometimes because we grow up so tight as a family on the reservations, not only our immediate family, but our clanships, our families are really huge. So we have a lot of support from our family. And so when the kids go away to school, they feel like they're alone. And then they start to realize the things that they do have and the things that they were gifted with. And I think a lot of times it brings them back home, not completing school, not all of them, but a lot of them, you know, get homesick for the tradition. A lot of reservations are losing the tradition just because of the main media. You know, they want to watch TV, you know, whatever everyone else is doing, which is okay, you know, but I think the balance is becoming a little harder to watch. You know, there's the fine line, you know, with the tradition and then the Western world.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.